Previously on Red Rock Mysteries.
If it's Danny, he must be scared out of his mind.
The sky is wanted by the police.
Coyotes, are they warning us?
We heard a mountain lion here yesterday.
And you came back?
Sam, point your flashlight down here.
There, look!
Closer.
Look, green army jacket and hiking boots.
And they're wrapped in duct tape.
Danny?
Yeah?
We're coming down to you. All right, just follow me. Watch your step.
Heads up.
Ow.
You hurt?
Lost my footing. Landed funny on my arm. Crawled over here.
You've been taking stuff from our barn?
Yeah, vegetables and stuff. Corn dogs, some pizzas. I'll pay you back as soon as I get a job.
You know people are looking for you.
Like your parents.
Mm-hmm.
What are people saying?
That you hurt some girls?
I never touched anybody.
Well?
No, please don't call the police.
Hi, this is Sam Timberline at Red Rock, just north of Mount Raspberry.
No, you're not taking me.
We have an injured climber and we need an ambulance. And we need an officer. We found the guy you're looking for.
Oh.
Danny, I want you to call your family.
I don't want them involved.
Sam, if you're gonna call, the number's unlisted.
I have it. It's on the order form for my candles.
All right. We've got help on the way. Let me take a look at that. Easy.
Danny, I have to know. Did you make that mountain lion sound?
Well, yeah. I thought it would scare you off.
Well, it worked. You really scared Ashley.
You screamed like a girl.
So did you.
Danny, where'd you get the duct tape for your shoes?
Mr. Crumpus, why?
Just wondering.
I'm not guilty, but no one will believe me.
Your father will.
Make those girls tell the truth.
Well, last night was enough excitement for a lifetime.
Great inspiration for your writing.
Okay, cereal, milk, and juice. Toast is almost ready. I've got to grab a conference call.
It's okay. We can pour the cereal all by ourselves now, Mom.
I'm just so proud. All right, you two, have a great day.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, Bryce.
Huh?
We've got to do something.
Yes, we must eat cereal.
No, we've got to do something about Cammy and Tracy.
We still don't know the truth.
You believe them?
Of course not.
Look, as much as I hate being around those girls, we have to do something. But how do we get them to tell the truth?
I have an idea.
So, pizza and strawberry jello?
Mm-hmm. Strawberry jello is a fruit, and pizza is definitely a vegetable.
Pizza is not a vegetable.
Well, then it should be. What's in your bag?
Carrots, celery sticks, an apple, and almonds.
Mm-mm. No, you definitely need more fat.
What?
And carbs. And sugar.
So, there's Tracy. Where's her Siamese twin?
I heard she's taking an English test.
I'm gonna try something.
Armed with a paper bag and a candle catalog?
Watch me.
So that new guy, Justin.
He's
oh
so
my goodness,
cute.
He's adorable.
Is my English
so, hi. Anyone here like candles?
I don't mean to be rude, but you weren't invited to sit here.
Oh, I am so sorry. I'll leave. But just first let me ask you, Tracy, whose idea was it to make up that story of yours? Was it your idea or Cammy's? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you or anything.
Why don't you leave Tracy alone?
I'm okay. Look, we told the truth. That guy attacked us. Now the police caught him, and I'm glad.
Even though he's innocent?
Why are you sticking up for a drunk?
Yeah, Ashley. How many more people does he have to attack before you believe us?
So, that didn't go so well.
Don't give up. Wait, I think this is Cammy's class.
Yep, I see her.
Well, lunch is almost over. She should be finishing her test soon. Hmm.
Tracy was really nervous. But I'm bummed I didn't get anything from her.
Just follow the plan.
There, she just finished.
Here she comes.
Well, hey, Cammie. How'd your test go?
Okay.
Listen, we just talked to Tracy about the story you two made up.
So. What did she say?
Oh, sorry, gotta go.
Bye. So, I didn't get much of my recorder, but it's clear they're both nervous.
That says something right there. I wonder if Mr. Crumpus knows. Hi, Mr. Crumpus.
Hi, Ashley. Bryce?
You know, they caught Denny Ingram last night behind our house.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong about him.
What do you mean?
Oh, haven't you heard? He confessed.
What?
He admitted to the whole thing. A customer told me.
But he told us he didn't do anything.
Mr. Crumpus, the waffle maker, is acting up again.
Be right there. Sorry, kids. See you later.
I can't believe it. He confessed?
Come on, let's go.
Wow. I sure didn't expect that.
Hey, check across the street. Looks like a new shop. A Touch of England. We should check it out.
No, thank you.
No, really.
I don't want to even look that way. Come on, let's just go.
All right.
So, I was wrong all along about Cammie and Tracy?
Well, who knows?
Speaking of, you're not gonna believe who's behind us.
Cammie and Tracy?
Yeah, and they look pretty upset.
Quick, duck around the corner.
What are you doing?
Just stick tight against the wall.
Why are we-
Shh! I didn't tell Ashley anything.
You swear?
Yes! I told you I'd stick with our story. Why would I tell her I made it up?
Okay.
And I didn't want to tell those reporters anything, but you made me.
You know you like the attention.
Well, the guy's in jail.
He'd be there anyways. He's a drunk.
Got it.
What?
I record the whole thing. Come on.
Where?
The police.
Look, it's Officer Ormsby.
Who?
From the school assembly. With Max, the dog.
Oh!
Well, hello, Ashley.
Officer Ormsby.
So, what did you lose this time?
Actually, can we talk to you about Danny Ingram?
It's really not my investigation. What do you want to know?
Is it true he confessed?
I can't really talk about specifics.
We think the girls are lying.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have proof?
Yes.
What kind of proof?
This.
I'd stick with our story. Why would I tell her I made it up?
Okay.
And I didn't want to tell those reporters anything, but you made me.
You know you like the attention.
Those were the two girls?
Cammie and Tracy.
Let me take this to the chief.
Sure.
Just stay right here. Telling you, the chief was shocked. We believe those girls from the start. Everything they said checked out. Even found some duct tape in the shed. Still had the price tag on it. We need to keep your recording to make a copy. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. They were right behind us.
Well, that was quick thinking.
So what do you think will happen?
I'll get it. Hello? Yes.
I still can't believe those girls pulled something like this.
I can.
That was Officer Ormsby. We can pick up the recorder. The chief said your information helped a lot.
Oh.
You guys are getting good at this detective stuff.
Here you go, Bryce.
Thank you.
No, thank you. We went to the hardware store, and a cashier remembers two girls buying the tape the day of the attack.
There's something I don't get. Why did Danny confess to something he didn't do?
Don't believe everything you hear. There are a lot of rumors flying around, especially with something like this.
So, what about the girls? Where are they?
Well, Tracy's at the room at that end of the hall, and Cammy is in that room. You kids are part of this investigation. Come with me. So the TV screens you see are direct feeds from each room. There's Cammy with her mom.
Sorry to bring you down.
And there's Tracy with her
father. We have a development.
And the chief.
First, Tracy, is there anything you want to tell me?
I don't understand.
Well, since we can't find out much hard evidence linking our suspect, we'd like you and your friend to take a polygraph. You know what that is?
A lie detector?
Right. This guy is in big trouble, and we need the test as evidence. Tell you what, I'll leave you alone with your dad for a few minutes. You think about it, okay?
Dad, take me home. Can't we go home?
So now the chief is over here on this screen with Cammy and her mom.
Cammy, do you want to tell your mom what this is about? Or do you want me to?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. Cammy, we have an innocent man in our jail, don't we? This is your chance, right here. Get it out in the open.
But I told you the truth. Why don't you believe me?
This is why.
I'd stick with our story. Why would I tell her I made it up?
Okay.
And I didn't want
Please,
to tell her.
Stop it. I've heard enough.
Go ahead. Tell your mom.
Tracy and I were goofing off at school, and I knew you ground me for being late. When we went past the cafe, we saw that guy. We figured everyone would believe us. We bought the duct tape and tied each other up. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Sometimes the truth can make you feel bad and good at the same time.
This cowboy casserole is great, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Hey, where's Lee?
Oh, she's studying.
She's been doing a lot of studying lately.
And Sam's doing a lot of conference calls.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're enjoying the casserole.
Mm. So, Cammy and Tracy are famous now, in a different way. Everyone at school is talking about them.
Mm. Well, it's all over the news. TV 13 is starting a series called When Kids Lie.
Ouch.
They showed a shot of Danny leaving jail with his mom and dad.
Uh-oh.
Well, what's wrong, Dylan?
If Chicken Casserole is made out of chicken, what's Cowboy Casserole made out of?
Don't worry, Dylan. No cowboys were harmed in the making of this casserole.
Good.
Hey, Ash.
Hmm.
So you're hugging Freddy Bear. That means you're processing or you're facing a dilemma.
Yeah. Both.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy Bear was Dad's last gift for me.
Yeah. He gave me a razor, so not quite as cuddly. So this is where I ask you, what's wrong, Ashley?
And this is where I say, nothing, Bryce.
And I say, I don't believe you, Ashley.
And I say, okay, I'm kind of bummed.
Mm-hmm.
With all that's been going on, I haven't been able to get more candle orders. All I have is 5.
Wait, that's it? That's your dilemma?
This is why I talked to Freddy Bear, not you.
Ash, really, it's not a big deal.
It's Mrs. Gunderson. With Mrs. G, everything is a big deal.
Anything else you're worried about?
Yeah.
Like?
Like, Mom, she sounds cheery and all, like she's working really hard at it. But I can tell she's upset about something. Sam's on the phone nonstop lately, and Lee is spending all of her time studying. She hasn't even seen Randy for the last few days. Even Dylan's acting weirder than usual. What's going on?
I don't know. So how's Freddy Bear doing?
Freddy's fine. Freddy's normal.
Well, at least one of us is.
All right, girls, good job. But before you go, I have an announcement. Let's all be quiet, please. So, remember I told you the person from each class who turns in the most candle orders gets a special prize? These professional ballet shoes? Well, tonight we have a winner. The person with the most sales is Ashley Timberline.
What? What? Are you sure?
Ashley sold 45 candles.
Mrs. G, I didn't sell 45.
Yes, you did. Take a look. Your top order is 5 candles, but this one was for 40 from Harriet Ingram.
Mrs. Ingram?
And here are your professional ballet shoes.
Oh, wow.
These special shoes were commissioned by the Royal Ballet of London.
Oh, wow.
Let's all give Ashley our congratulations. All right, thank you everyone for all your hard work. See you Thursday. Ashley?
Yes, Mrs. Gunderson?
Here, there's a note here for you.
Oh?
We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, and bye-bye. Dear Ashley, Officer Armsby told us what you and your brother did. We can never thank you enough. Danny is doing better. He's at home now, and he says he wants to change. We're taking him for counseling next week. I'm so glad I got to meet you. And I hope these orders help. Love, Harriet. Oh. Wow.
Bryce.
Hi, Sam.
Ever seen this envelope before?
Oh.
Been snooping around my office?
More like figuring.
Figuring.
Well, you told us you killed our father, and then you wouldn't say anything more. What was I supposed to do? Just let it go? I looked at some of your letters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you find out?
Well, I haven't put it all together, but I think you used to be in the military, and maybe Marshall is a nickname.
Go on.
Well, there's nobody in town who knows you longer than a few years. I can't find you in any military database. And the Social Security letter...
You opened my Social Security letter?
Well, it was open already. It listed income for only the last 4 years, but you said you started working when you were a teenager, so why wouldn't it list income from years before?
It's time we finish that talk I started last week. Come on. Dylan's in bed?
Yes.
Bryce and Ashley, I want to apologize for keeping you all hanging like this. Lee already knows some of this. I wanted to tell you guys everything, but I was counseled not to. Now I know the most important thing is that you know the truth. But there's something you need to understand first. What I'm about to tell you, you will have to keep secret for the rest of your lives. Understood?
Of course.
Bryce found this envelope in my file cabinet. I thought it was lost. It's a birthday card I sent to Lee's mother before we were married. Most everything about my life before is gone, erased. I'm glad you found it, Bryce.
But why does it say Marshall?
My real name is not Sam Timberline. It's Marshall Faulkner. My parents still live in West Virginia, but they don't know where I am. I fly over the farm every now and then, and I wish I could go back.
Why can't you?
I was in the Army, Special Anti-Terrorist Tactical Unit. They sent us all over the world. Many years ago, when Lee was about Dylan's age, we caught up to a really nasty guy named Asi Benasawe. He was responsible for bombings and the deaths of innocent Americans. One night, my team and I arrested or killed a couple dozen of his people.
And I'm guessing Asawe got away?
Right. And he vowed revenge. Somehow he got my name, because I was the leader of the team. Years went by, and I took a job in Washington for the Defense Department. Lee's mom always wanted to go to England, She dreamed of visiting castles and walking the moors. And so we planned a 2-week vacation for the four of us. Lee was almost 12, and Kayla was going into first grade. But at the last minute, Lee got a terrible ear infection and couldn't fly until she got better in a day or two. So I told Lynn, go ahead with Kayla, and Lee and I will catch up with them. We dropped them off at the airport and went straight to the doctor's office. In the waiting room, everybody was glued to the TV. The plane had gone down. We rushed home, listening to the reports, hoping, praying. And then the news came. It was the same plane Lynn and Kayla were on. The next day, the networks reported that Asib Benasawe claimed responsibility for the attack. He called it revenge against the American military. And that's why I said I killed your father. He was also on that plane. The bomb that took down the plane was put there to kill me.
Whoa. You've been keeping this a secret all this time.
Yeah, and it just about killed me.
So, what happened then?
Well, when they released the passenger list, my name was on it. So, to the enemy, I'm dead. I got in touch with one of our directors. Lee and I took on new identities.
So, Lee's name used to be...
Mary. That's why my Social Security doesn't list income from way back. All the evidence of my previous life has been wiped clean.
Do you ever worry that this Asawe guy is gonna find you?
Remember when the newspaper wanted to interview you about the accident in Gold Town?
Yeah.
I couldn't let them get a picture of us. Something like that could lead Asawe or his people right to our door.
So, your parents, they still think you're dead?
No, I couldn't let them believe that. But I've stayed away to protect them. One day I'll go back.
It wasn't your fault, Sam.
You didn't kill anybody. Those terrorists did.
Sam. I know you always try your best to do the right thing. And you did. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, Bryce. I'm proud of all of you. Come here.
What's this all about? Where are we going?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise. Okay, close your eyes now.
It's hard to walk.
Take my hand. Just a few more steps. And here we are. Open your eyes.
Bryce? No.
Come on inside.
No.
Trust me. Come on.
Welcome to A Touch of England.
Thank you.
Is this your idea of a surprise or an ambush?
Is there anything in particular I can help you to find?
No thanks. We're just looking. Ash, if Dad had made it to England, you know what he would have done. Like he always did whenever he traveled.
Yeah.
He would have brought home some tacky souvenir.
Pardon me?
Oh, sorry, mister. I mean...
Something to let us know he was thinking of us.
Right. So, in honor of Dad, I want you to pick out something to take home. My treat, okay? Something... tacky.
Just to make you happy. I'll get something and let's get out of here, alright?
Deal. What'll it be?
This. A double-decker bus.
It's red.
Aren't they all?
Excellent choice. The color of England.
Can we go now?
Yes.
Hey, Bryce, come here. I want to show you something.
Okay. What's up?
Look.
You put the double-decker bus next to Freddy Bear?
Yep. It fits. Somehow.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Ash.
What?
I get the feeling we may never get to be normal.
I think you're right.
And I think I'm okay with that now.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's so overrated anyways. Normal.
Whatever that is.
Well, I'm glad things have finally settled down for Bryce and Ashley. In John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If the truth makes you free, what do you think a lie does? When Cammie and Tracy lied, it became a trap for them. Each lie you tell is like the bar of a prison cell. But good news, Jesus himself is truth. And when you walk with Jesus, he will help you walk in truth too. And when you tell the truth, he sets you free from the prison of lies. Red Rock Mysteries is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Stolen Secrets Part 4, was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Busteed, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. We have another great story starting real soon. Listen for it right here on Red Rock Mysteries.